analysis. This is the third and final episode of Things Fall Apart. In this episode, I will be covering how the white men started to take over Umofia. Umofia was a nice little village that Okonkwo and his family lived in, with a decent population. One day, they had sent away Okonkwo for the killing of Ezidu's son. This was not good because while Okonkwo and his family was sent away at his mother's land, the white men started to come into Umofia. They started by putting a big church and trying to get people into their religion. They even got one of the men from the village into their religion, and that man went over and killed the sacred python, which was not right at all, and he should not have done. It was bad that one of their strong leaders, Okonkwo, was not able to help their village and guide them on what they should do. The white men did help out the village by bringing in a lot of money from their trading posts that they built. The white men even built a giant school to try to get people to come over into their religion. Umofia was doing just fine until the white men had to come over into their village. It started the fall of Umofia because they were trying too hard to get people into their religion. They even put a strong and harsh government that the people of Umofia did not agree on. They also made jails for when people did something wrong or very harsh. If only the white men did not try to push the religion so harshly, it would probably not have been a problem. When Okonkwo did come back, he wasn't the same, but he still got respected as a strong warrior and was very happy about that. He hated that the white men had taken over a bunch of Umofia. So one day, there was a bunch of tension that was stirring up between the Igwu, and the new leader of the church, Smith. The Igwu was angry and burned down and destroyed the white man's church. The white man sent 6 men, including Okonkwo, to jail for this punishment of destroying their church. And while they were in jail, they got beat and abused. After they paid their fine and were released, they came back to the village, and Okonkwo wanted some revenge. So he went over to the market and killed one of the people that had put the 6 men in jail. After the commissioners heard what had happened and went and fined Okonkwo and gave him his consequences, while they were looking for Okonkwo to give consequences, they found him dead, hanging from a tree. The white men drew Okonkwo crazy, and it led him to killing himself. Thank you for tuning into this week's podcast on Things Fall Apart. Sadly, this is the final episode of the book, but I hope you guys have enjoyed the podcasts. This was JD's book analysis on Things Fall Apart.